Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Ghana's capital, Accra, on the first leg of his five-nation tour. Prime Minister Modi to receive Ghana's highest state honor tonight. Pentagon halts weapons shipment to Ukraine, citing concerns over low U.S. stockpiles. Iranian president approves law suspending cooperation with IAEA. IMD says active monsoon conditions likely to continue over northwest, central and east India over the next 6 days. Annual Amarnath Yatra set to begin tomorrow amid tight security. And in cricket, India makes steady start against host England in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy Series at Edgbaston. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Ghana's capital Accra this evening on the first leg of his five-nation tour. During his visit to the West African nation, the Prime Minister is set to receive Ghana's highest state honour, the Companion of the Order of the Star, at the state banquet tonight. Mr. Modi will address the Parliament of Ghana tomorrow. We now go live to our correspondent in Accra for the latest updates on Prime Minister Modi's Ghana's visit. Alok, what are the major engagements and events lined up for Prime Minister Modi in Ghana?
Saira, PM has just landed in Accra, in Ghana, where he was. He has received a ceremonial welcome and 21-gun salute. President Mahama also met the Prime Minister. After this, Prime Minister came to Kempinski Hotel, Gold Coast. In the evening, there will be delegation-level talks, bilateral talks, some MOU signing and exchange would be there. And after that, press statements are there at the Jubilee House, which is the seat of the government here. Mind you, this Jubilee House has been built with India's assistance. Then late in the night, there will be a press briefing by the MEA on the major events of the day. Then tomorrow, the PM will interact with the Indian community at the Kempinski Hotel here, after which he'll he'll visit the Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park. Thereafter, he'll address the Parliament of Ghana, which is a rare privilege extended only to a few world leaders.
Right. Alok, what significant agreements are expected to be signed during Mr. Modi's visit?
Well, an MOU on the establishment of a Ghana-India Joint Commission is expected. Also expected is an MOU between institutions of alternative medicine, a cultural exchange agreement, and a transformative MOU to establish a vaccine hub in Ghana to bolster health security in the sub-region is also expected.
Right. Thank you so much, Alok, for that update. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani, the High Commissioner of India to Ghana, Manish Gupta, pointed out that Prime Minister Modi's visit is focused on deepening economic and strategic cooperation, with special attention to sectors like agriculture, digital infrastructure, defense, and healthcare.
In this entire visit, one of the key pillars for our discussion is to advancing the trade and economic partnership. And Ghanaian side is very keen, especially to work in the areas of agriculture, agriculture mechanization. We talked about health and the vaccine development. Another sector, third, could be the defense cooperation. There are opportunities to work together in the digital innovation, digital public infrastructures.
Meanwhile, in a groundbreaking step towards food self-sufficiency, Ghana has launched a climate resilient wheat initiative in collaboration with India's Arima Farms and CSIR Crops Research Institute. With wheat imports crossing $400 million annually, this project aims to cut dependency and boost local farming. Arima Farms MD Salai Manikam highlighted that South-South cooperation is driving agricultural innovation.
We have brought wheat after a research of 2 years along with the CSIR, their Crop Research Institute in Kumasi. Wheat is also consumed in a huge quantity, but 100% of the wheat was imported. So we thought that was one of the crops which could be indigenously grown here, developed here. So that's why we focused on wheat. So it will help in substituting the import.
Besides Ghana, the Prime Minister will also visit Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. The Pentagon has paused certain weapons deliveries to Ukraine, citing concerns about low U.S. stockpiles. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said the move follows a global review of U.S. military aid, stressing America's interests come first. Since February 2022, the U.S. has provided over $66 billion in military support to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Ukraine has requested a meeting with the U.S. Embassy's deputy chief, warning that aid delays embolden Russia. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has signed into law a bill suspending cooperation with the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. This is one of the most drastic steps Iran has made in its standoff with international powers on its nuclear activities. Iranian state media reported that the legislation, which occurred after the military clashes last month with Israel and the United States, has come into effect officially. The suspension comes after Iran's parliament approved the legislation, with the bill receiving 221 votes in support in the 290-seat House. Iranian officials have accused the IAEA of remaining silent throughout the military campaign, stoking Iran's tensions with the UN nuclear agency over access and transparency. Meanwhile, Iran has begun work on one of its key nuclear facilities, Fordo nuclear plant, days after last month's US airstrikes, with satellite images from Maxar Technologies showing a new access road and the deployment of construction equipment at the uranium enrichment facility. Pakistani forces, including the Frontier Corps and police, launched a violent assault on peaceful protesters in Kerch district of Balochistan last night. The demonstrators, mainly local traders and labourers, were protesting the closure of the Abdohi border since March this year. Pakistani security forces stormed the camp at night, opened indiscriminate fire on sleeping protesters, and arrested at least 14 of them. Human rights groups condemned the crackdown and the prolonged border closure, calling it economic exploitation. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Back home, Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandviya has said 1 lakh crore rupees will be provided to employees and employers over the next 4 years through the Employment Linked Incentive ELI scheme. The minister was talking to media in New Delhi today.
This scheme, Pradhan Mantri ji ki employment-centric niti ka natija hai. Desh ke yuvaon ko rozgar mile. Uske liye 5 saal ka karyakram Modi ji ne banaya tha. Uske tahat ELI scheme lai gayi hai. ELI scheme ke dwara desh mein jo youth naya job mein aata hai, usko ek saal mein do kist mein 7,500 rupya DBT ke madhyam se uske account mein dala jayega.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is determined to dismantle every drug cartel and protect the youth. He congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau and all agencies on busting a global drug cartel. Mr. Shah said the probe set a stellar example of multi-agency coordination, resulting in 8 arrests and seizures of 5 consignments while triggering crackdowns in the US and Australia against the ring that operates across 4 continents and over 10 nations. He said the country's agencies are constantly monitoring sophisticated modes like crypto payments and anonymous dropshippers used by these gangs. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today urged party leaders and workers to raise mass awareness about the people-centric policies and initiatives of the Narendra Modi-led government, which have significantly transformed people's lives over the past 11 years. Mr. Singh was addressing the BJP State Working Committee meeting at Gyan Bhavan in Patna. He highlighted India's remarkable growth in the defence sector.
Aaj defence ke hathiyar, missiles, kahin ban rahi hain, to Bharat ki dharti par ban rahi hain, Bharat vasiyon ke haathon se ban rahi hain. Aur hum duniya ke dusre deshon ko uska export bhi kar rahe hain. Aur is samay hamara export 24,000 crore rupaye ko cross kar chuka hai. Aur main aapko yakeen dilata hoon ki 2029 samapt hote hote hum defence equipments ka uska hum duniya ko 50,000 crore rupaye se zyada ka hum export kar rahe hain. 100 se adhik deshon ko export karne ka kaam is samay aapka Bharat kar raha hai.
Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today said that 66.91 kilometers long four-lane greenfield Bandikui Spur in Rajasthan has been successfully completed with a cost of over 2,000 crore rupees. In a social media post, Mr. Gadkari highlighted that the new spur is expected to reduce travel time between Delhi and Jaipur. Former Foreign Secretary Harshvardhan Shringla today termed Northeast region as the gateway to East and Southeast Asia for India. Mr. Shringla was addressing the panel discussion on artificial intelligence and Northeast India in New Delhi. Hailing artificial intelligence as a transformative tool for the Northeastern states, Mr. Shringla said that AI helps in strengthening the governance of the region. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said active monsoon conditions are likely to continue over many parts of northwest, central and east India during the next 6 to 7 days. Light to moderate rainfall is likely at most places over northwest India during the next 7 days, accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty wind speed. Meanwhile, the weather agency has issued a yellow alert in Maharashtra for Mumbai and Palghar districts and an orange alert for the adjoining districts of Thane, Raigarh and Ratnagiri till tomorrow. Heavy to very heavy rainfall has been recorded at isolated places over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Gujarat, Orissa and South Interior Karnataka. Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil today inaugurated a Unified Inundation Forecasting System, Sea Flood, in New Delhi. This is a web-based platform that provides 2 days advance inundation forecast up to village level. The annual 38-day long pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji will formally commence tomorrow from twin routes of Pahalgam and Baltal in Gandharbal district of Kashmir amid tight security. The Holy Cave is known for the ice stalagmite that forms within, resembling a shivling, and is situated at an altitude of 12,756 feet in the Himalayas in the Kashmir region. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of devotees from Bhagwati Nagar Base Camp in Jammu earlier this morning. Lakhs of devotees from across the country are expected to pay obeisance at the Holy Cave Shrine. Following the Pahalgam terror attack earlier this year, elaborate security measures have been implemented to ensure the safe and peaceful conduct of the pilgrimage. In business news, the benchmark domestic equity indices today paired early gains and entered with modest losses amid mixed global cues. We have a report.
The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex dropped 288 points to close at 83,410. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 declined 88 points to settle at 25,453. In the Forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 17 paise to close at 85 rupees and 70 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading at 97,660 rupees per 10 grams a short while ago. Lalema Aneja Dang for Akashwani News.
In cricket, India have made a steady start against host England in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham. On day one, the visitors were 211 for four a short while ago. Earlier, England, led by skipper Ben Stokes, won the toss and opted to bowl. Team India has made significant changes to their playing 11. Jasprit Bumrah has been rested, paving the way for pacer Akash Deep to make his debut. In the first test of the five-match series, England defeated India by 5 wickets to lead 1-0 at Headingley in Leeds. And Wimbledon 2025 opened with seismic upsets as 5 top 10 seeds, including Olympic champion Zheng Qinwen and US Open winner Coco Gauff, crashed out in soaring 33 degrees Celsius heat. Zheng fell to Czech Katerina Siniakova, while Gauff and Jessica Pegula suffered surprise defeats. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaches Ghana's capital Accra on the first leg of his five-nation tour. Prime Minister Modi to receive Ghana's highest state honour tonight. Pentagon halts weapons shipment to Ukraine, citing concerns over low US stockpiles. Iranian President approves law suspending cooperation with IAEA. IMD says active monsoon conditions likely to continue over northwest, central and east India over the next 6 days. Annual Amarnath Yatra set to begin tomorrow amid tight security. And in cricket, India makes steady start against host England in second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.